Eddie Mair on LBC.
Now, live from Washington, D.C., Simon Marks's American Day.
Eddie, regular listeners will remember that when we last gathered around the radio campfire on Friday, the president was asserting a massive international conspiracy had rigged the American presidential election and denied him 4 more years. The co-conspirators at the time, as laid out by the Trump legal team, comprised Joe Biden, the Hungarian financier George Soros, Antifa, even though it's not a single organization, the Clinton Foundation, and the Venezuelan government. All of them, according to the Trump team, were engaged in a criminal conspiracy to steal the election for the Democrats. Well, over the weekend, the conspiracy widened.
I think the Justice Department has known about this issue for a long time and turned a blind eye to it.
Why, though?
I wonder how much the CIA actually had a role in starting this kind of program to begin with.
Sidney Powell, a member of the president's legal team until last night, speaking on Saturday to the conservative TV network Newsmax. The nuttiest member of Donald Trump's legal fruitcake, her claims this weekend included the following. The CIA and the Department of Justice were in on the conspiracy. It involved thousands of people all over the world, all knowingly working to undermine the president. They included the Republican governor of Georgia, whom she accused of taking bribes from the manufacturer of the voting machines used in the state. She had not been able to submit a single document of evidence into any of the 34 courts where the crack Trump legal team has lost cases, but only because the evidence is so voluminous it's taking a long time to process. And the icing on the fruitcake was her claim about the voting machines.
Our witness from Venezuela, who saw it all created and how it worked, said that he knew as soon as the machines were turned off and those keys straight, it was because we, the people, in voting for Trump in a landslide election, had essentially broken the algorithm that had been pre-programmed into the machine.
Yes, the landslide for Donald Trump was so overwhelming that the voting machines couldn't handle it. The algorithm couldn't believe that the president was winning the election by such a massive margin. And so the machines simply switched themselves off. And what was she going to do in court about all of this?
Can you tell us anything? Can you make some news with us here tonight? Tell us anything new that you're going to present in that filing in Georgia.
Well, I can't say that yet, but hopefully this week we will get it ready to file.
Sidney, what's...
And it will be biblical.
Well, it turns out that it won't be, because rather like Lot's wife, last night President Trump turned Sidney Powell into a pillar of salt. Even for him, she'd gone too far down Crazy Avenue, and so she was thrown out of his legal clown car. Although Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis remain firmly at the wheel, red noses at the ready.
The conduct of the president's legal team has been a national embarrassment.
That's Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, one of many Republicans who decided that it was time to call time on the president's brazen attempt to launch a coup that would overturn the outcome of the election. He spoke on ABC.
They allege fraud outside the courtroom, but when they go inside the courtroom, they don't plead fraud and they don't argue fraud. Listen, I've been a supporter of the president's. I voted for him twice. But elections have consequences, and we cannot continue to act as if something happened here that didn't happen.
Indeed, we cannot. But there are millions of Americans who now believe that something did happen. A Reuters Ipsos poll last week showed 52% of Republican voters believed the election was stolen from President Trump. That would suggest more than 37 million people are buying into the conspiracy theories promulgated by a president who now looks more QAnon than Republican. And it worries old-style Republicans like Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland.
Quite frankly, I mean, you know, we used to go supervise elections around the world, and we were the most respected, country with respect to elections. And now we're beginning to look like we're a banana republic. It's time for them to stop the nonsense. It just gets more bizarre every single day. And And frankly, I'm embarrassed that more people in the party aren't speaking up.
He spoke on CNN. The fact that so many Republicans still won't publicly cut the cord with President Trump underscores that by the time Joe Biden is sworn into office on January the 20th, a substantial swathe of Americans will view his administration as illegitimate before he even sits down in the Oval Office. Under normal circumstances, this would be his week to secure the Klieg lights of attention. He's making some of his key cabinet appointments, but of course is having to do so at a time when the Trump team won't even acknowledge a transition is coming.
Nous avons un grand intérêt avec l'Union européenne.
That is Antony Blinken, the man Joe Biden has tapped to be his Secretary of State, the first since John Kerry to speak fluent French. Deputy Secretary of State in the Obama administration, he's been Joe Biden's top foreign policy advisor for nearly 20 years. Where Mike Pompeo is a conservative mallet who believes America is best represented by swagger, Mr. Blinken is a precision surgical tool who fervently believes in multilateral diplomacy.
Diplomacy has to be the first response, not the sole response, not the only thing that we have. But if we can't figure out up front how to talk about problems and see if we can work our way through them, then we're going to be left again and again and again with last resorts.
Not for him, America first, and definitely not for him, the Trump worldview of America alone.
Basically, we have a choice. If we're not doing a lot of that organizing, in terms of shaping the rules and the norms and the institutions through which countries relate to one another, then one or two things. Either someone else is doing it, and probably not in a way that advances our own interests and values, or maybe just as bad, no one is.
It's like going back in time. But while foreign governments will generally breathe a sigh of relief that swagger is on its way out and stability is on its way in, for number 10, Mr. Blinken offers few gifts. He's not a fan of Brexit. He is a fervent believer in the European project, and he's unlikely to prioritise a trade deal with a Britain that has chosen to walk away from the EU's table. All that is for the future. Right now, America is still stuck in the present. You can't really blame Joe Biden. I mean, Eddie, who wouldn't want a crack at running this place?
Simon Marks back at 10 to 6 tomorrow. This is LBC. I'm Eddie Mayer.